What a day that will be. A day of rejoicing. The question arises, what are we to be doing while we wait for that day? Church, beloved, child of God. I'm a child of God. I'm redeemed. I'm forgiven. In Revelation 19, at the end of the verse 7, into verse 8, we read, "And his bride has made herself." His bride has made herself ready. It was granted her, granted to her, to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. Do you realize here John is describing you and me? We're the bride of Christ, and we are to be preparing ourselves for a time when the groom, Jesus, comes for us. It could be today. It could be right now. It could be tonight. Do you have a lamp? I thought we were the light of the world. Is your reservoir full? Are you reflecting Him well? Is your wick trimmed? Are you burning brightly? What are we to be doing while we wait for His return? In this verse, we find what's required for us during this time of, listen, preparation. This passage is one of the clearest found in the Bible that describes the sovereignty of God and the self-will of man. We have a free will and a choice. On one hand, we as a bride are to clothe ourselves with fine linen, which represents the righteous deeds. We're all righteous and holy, right, as we go about our day? I fail miserably. We need to understand we are only able to do this because God has granted us the ability to do it. Apart from Him, I am nothing. We just read, it was granted to her to clothe herself. Now, there are familiar references that support this thought. For example, for by grace you have been saved by faith, or through faith. This is not of your own doing. It is a gift of God. It's a result of the works, so that no one may boast. Listen. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. The entire process of salvation is from God. That blows my brain. I can never be good enough. I can only receive. Even our ability to have faith in Jesus is not our own doing. It's a result of being given a gift that we have the responsibility to choose to use. Choose you this day in whom you will serve. To use the gift for the purpose of carrying out God's will on earth. How is anything accomplished by God on earth? Through you and me. He chooses to use upside down, broken, fallible people to do great and mighty things. We see the same principle at work in Philippians 2, 12 and 13. Listen. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. He has a plan for us, and it brings pleasure to Him. He wants to use us effectively and mightily to enlarge His kingdom. The guy we just prayed for this morning would find salvation, be delivered from the drug addiction. We pray because it works. What is God calling you to do, and are you willing to do it? When we take the cup today, we acknowledge Jesus' work in our life and the gift of salvation. But there's also a sense in which we are also making a commitment to Him. Will you marry me? Will you be committed to me? And we drink the cup and we seal the deal. We're committing to Him that we're going to live our lives in such a way that we consistently carry out the righteous deeds of the saints to the best of our ability while we wait for His return. Because of Jesus' finished work at the cross, our sins will be cleansed, for God's grace makes us exactly what we are not yet now. But we will be one day. Jesus says in the Gospel of John that He goes to prepare a place for us, a room for the Lamb and His bride in His Father's house. We could never make that journey on our own. In the meantime, we've been called out from the world. Even though we're still in the world, we're called to be prepared for that day. We do not know the day nor the hour Jesus, the bridegroom, will return for us, but we are to be always watchful. For this is the day we eagerly long for, yes? Yes. So the elders would come back. We'll try and deliver the cup. My two questions. As you take and hold the cup until all have been served, will you say yes to Jesus? As you savor the flavor of the juice of the cup, will you be committed to Jesus from this day forward to give Him your all, that you'll live your life only for Him? This is a commitment we make. Jesus is offered. When you drink this cup, you're saying, I will follow You at all costs, Lord. Think about that as we celebrate the cup. Dennis, would you pray for the cup?
God, we understand that for thousands of years a sacrifice had to be made. Lambs, doves, goats. And then You in Your great love sent Jesus as our sacrifice. So we don't need to offer on an altar here an animal because the sacrifice has been paid. Thank You for paying our sin debt. May we always honor You. May we always love You first. And may we commit ourselves again to You today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sight for the blind. belong to eternity, stranded in time, and weary of struggling with sin. Forget not the hope that's before you, and never stop counting the cost. Remember the hopelessness when you were lost. There is a joy in the journey. There's a light we can love on the way. There is a wonder and wildness to life, and freedom for those who obey. And freedom for those who obey.
On that night, Jesus took a cup. After giving thanks, he said to his disciples, "Take, drink of the cup, this, all of you, for this is the blood of my covenant poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. If you're willing, take and drink the cup."